Good morning. You're listening to WKAR, your NPR station. I'm Brooke Allen. It's Monday, which means it's time for our Monday with the Mayor segment. So far, we've spoken to city mayors and newly elected mayors. Today, we speak to an outgoing mayor. Lansing's Mayor Virge Bonero is in the studio with us. Good morning, Mayor.
Well, good morning, Brooke.
So we are going to attempt to wrap up 12 years in office. In the next half hour, do you think we can do it?
That's
going to
be tough.
It is, isn't it?
But one way or the other, the time is fleeting.
Okay, so let's do this. So first of all, tell me how you're feeling right now.
It's mixed emotions. It's melancholy and excited at the same time.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do. It's been like drinking out of a fire hose, and we still have to decide if we're going to try to jam in the city hall thing in the next week or so. So it's been no rest at all. You know, I had to issue my last veto a week or so ago.
Okay, so tell me real quick about that.
Well, that was involving the controversy about Grand River turning into Cesar Chavez Avenue. This was sort of to keep it pure, to keep the sign to say Cesar Chavez. It was a 5-3 vote on council to put these sign toppers on. And I didn't want to issue the veto, but there wasn't a lot of time. The mayor, that's one thing. I think they should extend the amount of time that the mayor has to decide on a veto, because I could have engaged more of the community. But I sort of had to make a decision. And there's more work to be done in the community to make sure that everybody in Old Town and the Hispanic community that there's a consensus about it. But as it is, the signs will be Cesar Chavez alone without anything else on the sign.
Okay, so that was one order of business you've taken care of. And as you've said, you're not like staying home drinking coffee, watching TV. You're getting stuff done in these final couple weeks, right?
We really have been trying to tee up the city hall and, of course, fine-tuning the marijuana ordinance. I also had to issue an executive order regarding medical marijuana.
I have it in my hand.
That happens. I mean, this medical marijuana thing has been a moving target because LARA, the state licensing and regulation, continues to issue rules. So we have to be on our game on that as well. So no, mayor is like drinking out of a fire hose. It's 24/7. There is no rest. I've said from the beginning I will be mayor until January 1st at noon, when I will hand over the keys to Andy Shore, and he'd better be running because I'll be handing over the baton.
And then you'll be running the opposite direction?
I'll be running to Florida. I'm going to Disney.
When we broke at 8:33, I said I was going to start this segment with talking to you about your accomplishments and the controversies that have surrounded your 12 years. And you told me what?
Well, I said, I don't want to waste my time with a bunch of nonsense. I said, that'll take care of itself. The people will decide about my accomplishments. Okay, I think the city has great momentum going into whatever comes next. You know, we saved GM. GM is invested here. The insurance industry is booming. GDP is up. Unemployment is down. Despite what people say, crime is down. Shootings are down 30%. We've got a budding, growing marijuana industry, pun, ha ha. That's because of me. Okay, I insisted that we allow the medical marijuana industry to flourish. I allowed it as the chief law enforcement official in Lansing. And working with the chief. So we now have regulations coming from the state. We're going to have millions of dollars. Property values are up. Real estate market is up because we are going to have not only dispensaries, 25, but we're going to have the grow facilities, the testing facilities, the extraction facilities. This is a whole new industry. And Lansing has the red carpet laid out for that. But there's a lot of other great things happening. You've got the FRIB happening here at MSU, the spinoff of that, top scientists from all around the world. We are working together like never before. In my time, I helped to set up LEAP, the Lansing Economic Area Partnership. So we have come together on economic development, Brooke. We're working together. We're no longer fighting over crumbs. We used to fight over crumbs. We used to steal from each other and say, oh, this is a win. Look, we've got this company. We'd steal it from East Lansing or steal it from Delta Township. Not anymore. Mm-hmm. We have LEAP pulling us all together. It's all for one and one for all when it comes to economic development. Now, imagine if we could apply that across the board, and that's what we talked about. The reality is, I want to talk about the future. The reality is, we have to decide in this community, and I say Lansing. When I say Lansing, I'm talking about Metro Lansing. Metro Lansing, and none of this Greater Lansing. What is Greater Lansing? What does that mean? Is that Wider Lansing? You know, I want to establish the fact that Greater Lansing is an old term. It's antiquated. Where did it come from? And Greater Lansing implies that, I mean, what is that? Where does that leave Lansing? I mean, if we're Lansing and you're Greater Lansing, what are we, Lesser Lansing? Greater is really anachronistic. Let's get rid of Greater Lansing. It's absolute bull. I would say bull S, but you don't allow me to say that on the air. So Metro Lansing. Metro is a more common, it's a more regular term. It's more contemporary. And I think the youngsters can relate to Metro. Anyway, so let's banish Greater. Because like I say, I think really Greater started off to mean whiter. I think it was had racist elements. Let's get that established. So people should stop saying that. There, I've established it.
Okay.
I'm halfway tongue-in-cheek, but really Greater just doesn't get you. It's 1950s. Okay, Metro Lansing is where we are. Look at Metro government. See, people don't want to use Metro because they're afraid of Metro government. The reality is we got to decide if we want mediocre or marvelous. I did a speech over at the Rotary, mediocre or marvelous. Mm-hmm. Let's make a decision. You want to be mediocre, stay separate. Stay separate. You know, East Lansing can continue to be a one-horse town with Michigan State University, and it's a great town, don't get me wrong. And Lansing will be a one-horse town with the state capital. But together, we wouldn't be a two-horse town. We'd be a 10-horse town. Now, we also have GM and the insurance industries and a lot of other good things going, and MSU does too. But together, we would be incredible. Look at Michigan Avenue. Look at our Miracle Mile, Brooke. That's our Miracle Mile. Michigan Avenue is filling in, and you've got folks, and we're beginning to blur the difference between Lansing and East Lansing. You know, when I went to hire a fire chief, I hired East Lansing's fire chief so we could have one fire chief between us so that our fire departments could begin to work more closely together. Do you realize in the year 2017, we don't even have automated response yet? We're still relying on mutual aid. Again, talk about a one-horse town. If you were having a medical emergency, Brooke, you are a loved one. Mm-hmm. Would you? Is it important to you that you have the paramedic with the right patch on his shoulder, or do you want the paramedic closest to you to respond to the emergency?
Well, I would think closest.
Thank you. But we don't have that. In this community, in Metro Lansing, whether you're in Delta Township, Lansing Township, Delhi Township, Lansing, or East Lansing, you don't get the closest available unit. Although our technology would allow that, we might have to make a small investment to, I mean, technology currently, it is a technical possibility. We could send you. It's called automated response. Many communities have automated response, but we don't. We've studied it for years, and we still don't have it. Why? Because we're married to the present system. We're married to the current system. We're married to the status quo because we love separatism, isolationism. We have a balkanized system of local government, and it applies even to police and fire, even to the point where we will not institute automated response, which would save money and lives because of the various chiefs, because of the fiefdoms. This is feudalism in the year 2017, and we will not get over it. It is politics. It is simply politics as usual. And yet I'm accused that I'm a bull in the china shop. I'm the angry mayor. Well, you're damn right I'm angry. And there's plenty of things to be angry about.
Okay, so you mentioned the future of Lansing, right? And but you, as of January 1st, will no longer be the mayor. So how do you play into the future of Lansing once you are no longer mayor?
Well, that remains to be seen. But we're going to have a new mayor, Andy Shore, and I'm doing everything I can to set him up for success and to get out of his way. I endeavor not to call Andy, but to always answer his calls. This is what David Hollister did for me. David Hollister was mayor for 10 years. He did a phenomenal job. He put Lansing back on the map. When David Hollister became mayor, Lansing's slogan, I remember seeing it on a park bench, said, "Let's put the zing back in Lansing." That was the slogan for Lansing. Now, David Hollister came in and said we could be a world-class city. And when he first said that, people chortled. People laughed. A lot of people didn't believe that Lansing could ever be a world-class city. I believe we could be one of the great Midwestern capital cities. I believe we can be right up there with Nashville, whether or not it's the capital city, with Louisville, with Indianapolis. I believe we could, with Denver. And these are metro governments. Now, not all of them are capital cities, but I believe that if we get together, that there is strength, that together we are stronger. And again, really the economic backbone of this county, of the Tri-County, is Lansing and East Lansing. When you think about General Motors, the state capital, Michigan State University, the real economic dynamism is along Michigan Avenue from campus to capital. And I'm telling you, Brooke, Lansing and East Lansing has got to get its act together. We've got to, now I've worked with a series of wonderful mayors from East Lansing, from Mark Meadows to Nathan Triplett to Vic Loomis, all fine people, wonderful people, smart people. But they are somewhat hamstrung, of course, by their population and by their city council. We've got to think more regionally. We've got to think bigger. We can do better, and we can be guided by these cities that have, look at their economies, look at their thriving, look at other Big Ten university towns. Why do they look better than Lansing and East Lansing? Because they've gotten together. The magic, I tell you, there is a magic about metro government that no other system can provide.
Okay, so we only have about a minute left, but I want to talk to you about your remaining challenge or unfinished project. Unfunded obligation, $700 million in pensions, $442 million in health care.
Well, let me say that the unfunded, the OPEB, so-called, the unfunded liability, health care, and pension has gotten better in my time. It's not solved, but I negotiated new contracts, tough negotiation with the unions, and they made concessions so that I made that better. I couldn't fix it in one fell swoop. But what I'm going to do now, I'll tell you one thing I'm going to do, is the City of Kindness Initiative. It might surprise people because I'm so angry, but I'm going to do a City of Kindness Initiative that I learned from Mayor Tom Tate of Anaheim and the mayor of Louisville, and they brought in Lady Gaga and the Dalai Lama. I call it Dalai Gaga, and we're going to do a City of Kindness initiative that involves Lansing and East Lansing so that we can take care of all of our citizens. And then I endeavor to help the mayor however I can and to continue to grow this region.
So after January 1st, when you are no longer mayor, you already told us you were going to Disneyland.
Yes, that's true.
And then you will be coming back, and something tells me we will not have heard the last of you.
That's correct. I will be an involved citizen. I will be an active and engaged citizen, supporting Gretchen Whitmer for governor, supporting Alyssa Slotkin for congresswoman here, and of course, doing what I can to resist the lunacy happening at the federal level under Donald Trump.
Thank you so much, Mayor.
Thank you.